Two more jihadi brides stripped of UK citizenship. By Victoria Friedman on March 11, 2019. Two Muslim extremist sisters who left the UK to become jihadi brides have been stripped of their British citizenship. Rima Iqbal, 30, and her 28-year-old sister, Zara, who have five sons between them under the age of 8, have had their British nationality removed whilst they reside at a Syrian detention camp, according to legal sources speaking to the Sunday Times. The sisters left their Canning Town, London, home in 2013 to marry jihadists linked to the filmed executions of Western hostages by Mohammed Amwazi, also known as Jihadi John, who was later evaporated in a U.S. drone strike in 2015. The Iqbal's husbands were later killed in fighting. The sisters' parents are from Pakistan, so it is possible that, like in the case of Bangladeshi heritage Shamima Begum, they are now considered to be citizens of their parents' homeland. However, the five children, two of whom were born in the United Kingdom, are all expected to be considered British citizens. Rima Iqbal told The Telegraph last month that she had hoped to return to the UK, saying she had been honest with security services when they interviewed her, adding, "If I face court, fine, but take me back to the UK, that's where I'm from." These are expected to be second and third jihadi brides recently stripped of their citizenship after unrepentant Islamic State supporter Shamima Begum had her British papers removed last month. Far-left Labour MPs have attacked Conservative Home Secretary Sajid Javid for his decision to revoke 19-year-old Begum's citizenship, when weeks later her newborn son Jarrah, who was named after an Islamist warlord at the request of her Dutch jihadi husband, died in a Syrian refugee camp. Sky News reported Monday that they had seen a letter sent by the Begum family lawyer to the Home Secretary asking him to reconsider his decision in light of her child's death as an act of mercy. Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt is now said to be working on plans to bring back the children of British fighters and brides, with former Justice Minister and Remainer Philip Lee saying that children and jihadi brides should be allowed to return because we have a moral responsibility to these people. Meanwhile, media sources have been reporting that many Islamic State brides currently in Syrian refugee camps or detention centers remain staunch supporters of the terror group, with one defending the rape of Yazidi women and keeping them as sex slaves as it says in the Quran that prisoners of war are property. Questions have also been raised recently over the vetting of the some 400 returning British jihadists after Simayoun Rahman, 28, a minicab controller from London who was allowed to return to the UK after he was believed to have received militant training in Syria, is reportedly awaiting trial in India on terror charges. Allegedly the highest-ranking British member of Al-Qaeda, The Times reports that Indian authorities believe he was sent by the head of Al-Qaeda in Syria, Abu Muhammad al-Jawlami, to set up a terrorist cell in Delhi.